Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Look at that fabulous crowd out there, Jerry.
Loving it! Loving it!
They are just excited, successful-looking group out there today, Jerry. But welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we ask the question, what are you doing within while you are doing without? Today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency,
your fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is entitled, Emotions, They Giveth and They Taketh. But in the meantime, before we get started, I want to say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry! Greetings and salutations!
Jerry, you're looking good today. You must have got a good night's sleep last night. Did you sleep well?
Like a log, Tom. Like a log.
Loving it. Jerry, you're on fire today. But welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% inspiration. Ah, success, that magical, mystical, how shall I call it, ethereal idea. You know, my definition of success is simple. For me, success is actively participating in your grand obsession. Our definition of success is the same for all of us. It's our obsessions are what differentiate us. So again, Jerry,
what is your grand obsession?
Please join us here each Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Jesse at the controls this morning.
Howdy.
How are you doing on this fine, wonderful Stillwater morning?
Wonderful.
You know, Jesse, we love being on KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And remember, success friends, listen to our lemon drops every morning at 9:20 a.m., right after trivia. Our lemon drops are a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Success friends, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. But today, success friends, I want to talk to you about a very special success tool, emotions. They giveth and they taketh. And Jerry, you know, usually I like to tell a story during the second half of the show, but today I'm going to start with a story, a true story, a story that happened to me.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear more, Tom. Please proceed.
Well, thank you, Jerry. But our story starts back about 6 or 7 years ago. My wife, daughter, her friend, we were vacationing on the beautiful island of Puerto Rico. We ventured to a place we like to call Burnt Island because due to the heat and the sun, you got a sunburn in about 3 minutes. But not too distant from where we were sunbathing was another island. And I, not being one to just sit in the sun, decided to see if I could walk or swim to the island. The water, as it is in the Caribbean, is very shallow. You know, I would put my head in the water. I could see the sea life, turtles, starfish, shells of many different hues. Just fabulous stuff. But please understand, success friends, I am not a strong swimmer. I had a snorkel mask on so that I could see underwater, but I had no life jacket or no air tube. You know, I really didn't think I needed one. because I would float for a little bit, enjoy the scenery, and then I would stand up and breathe until I couldn't. A sinking feeling, literally a sinking feeling, sunk in as there was no sand under my feet until I was completely submerged underwater. I bobbed up and looked around. I was halfway between the shore I had just left and the paradise I was trying to experience. I was in that place that many success seekers find themselves in. Which way should I go? Which way should I turn? That moment of indecisiveness. That moment when the emotions are controlling our life. That moment when fear is controlling our every action. And then I remembered what a mentor taught me. When overcome by emotions, stop. Let the emotions be and try to re-engage my thinking mind. A solution will appear. I did just that. I decided I did not want to drown today, at least not without a fight. I decided I would try to save my life. As a businessman tries to save his business, a smoker tries not to smoke, a dieter tries to stay on track. So I decided to take a breath and swim as hard as I could for as long as I could, and I would see where I would end up. And as I was swimming, I imagined myself with my family, and I kept my eye on the prize. And as you guessed, I made it to that island, and I made it even back to shore. Success, friends, I had a goal. I got challenged, but emotions got into the way until I could harness them as a sailboat harnesses the wind and lets their power guide me to where I needed to go.
Tom, I apologize, but I need to interrupt you for a little break.
Okay, Jerry. I will talk more about the lesson learned and why it works and where to apply it when we return.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Geriatrics.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get 25 bucks.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, remember, you can find us on Twitter at hashtag Fierce Choice, and please like us at Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Also, you can follow us on Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number 4, Y-O-U.
Thank you for that, Jerry. And Jerry, it's time for our success quote of the day. And our first success quote is, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And that one is attributed to Teddy Roosevelt. How about this one, talking about emotions, Jerry? For news of the heart, ask the face. That's a West African saying.
I love it. I love this topic, Tom, because as you know, I am a very emotional fellow. But here's my quote. Emotions can get in the way or get you on the way. And that's from Mavis Mazura.
Jerry, she couldn't say it any better. Because emotions they giveth and emotions they taketh. But Jerry, I want to get back to our story and talk about what saved my life that day. And what it was my understanding of how emotions work. Success, friends, everything we experience passes first through our iambic system, our limbic system, before it gets to our brain. The limbic system is the place where emotions are produced. So we always experience emotions before we experience logic. And this is, my friends, why we can self-sabotage ourselves, blow up with a loved one, smoke a cigarette when we're trying to quit, eat a piece of cake when we're on a diet. You know, everybody has heard the warning, count to 10. Back then, I thought my dad was just giving me a head start. But what we're really trying to do,
hold on a minute, Tom. That one deserved a rim shot.
Thank you, Jerry. But you know, what we're really trying to do is give us time to allow our logic, our intelligence to kick in. Understand, this emotion stuff is a survival thing. If a bear is ready to eat us, we don't have the 10 seconds to think. We run and we think later. I kept automatically reaching for air. But you know, in most instances, we need the logical look. We are emotionally charged and we want a cigarette or a piece of cake, when if we wait and think of our goal, we pass by the temptation. If we are under stress in business, sometimes the best thing to do is sleep on the problem. When we awaken, we are not emotionally charged. We can make a rational decision. You know, I recall growing up, my mom was an RN, and she always said there was no emergency that couldn't wait 24 hours. And what she meant was that we didn't need to be always rushing to the emergency room. First, take a deep breath, and let's try to figure what's going on. And that was how it was for me. Had I succumbed to my fear, I do believe I would have drowned. But by allowing my thinking brain to engage, I was able to use the power of my emotions to get myself out of trouble. Hey, the fear was still there, but I used it for me and not against me. You know, when I was first starting out in commission sales, every Sunday night was a night of anxiety because I did not know if I would be able to do what I needed to do on Monday to earn a living. Not until I learned how to harness that anxiety and get it to work for me did I understand the power of emotions. You have them all the times, these things we call an emotion. Now, just learn how to make them work for you instead of against you. Emotions remind me of boiling water. In an open pan, steam just flies out everywhere. But put a lid on boiling water, direct it at a wheel or a turbine, and you can light up the world. So whenever I feel anxiety, I use it not as something to paralyze me, but I use it to empower me. I check inside of me and see what's going inside. I kind of go through a checklist. I have a release valve here and there, and I focus my emotions where they can do the most good. So go ahead, success friends. Experience the power of your emotions. Learn to light up your world. Success friends, I'd love to go deeper into this, but you know, our fun is just about over. Hey, I am so excited to be a part of your day, and I want you to make sure you listen every morning at 9:20 on KLBB Radio for your daily lemon drop. And join us here each Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for Ensure Your Success. Also, remember to go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. You'll get one every day in your email. And the best part, it is advertisement free. Just a little gift of inspiration to you. Until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., be enthusiastic. This is Tom Fierst and Geriatric saying, goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, Success. Jerry, any last thoughts?
Remember to call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency at 651-738-0107 and take the KLBB Challenge. If we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25. And remember, slow down out there and don't text and drive. Bye.
Bye, Jerry. Bye, Success Friends. Bye.
With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.